Good morning. It is a Monday morning, and we're with Ken Lovett. He is the Albany Bureau Chief for the New York Daily News, joins us each Monday. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning.
Well, a sad weekend after we learned of the shooting at a Pittsburgh synagogue, and most states in our country have flags at half-staff today to honor the victims. 11 killed, a sign of what's in many people's minds wrong with this country. And calls for unity among people of all faiths. We've seen in New York a gathering of Jews and others at temples to come together, including in Albany, where public officials gathered, including the mayor of Albany, local state senators. The issue, obviously, is that this is nothing new when it comes to anti-Semitism.
It's both horrifying and heartbreaking, but unfortunately it's becoming more and more common, and not just an attack on a synagogue and a rising tide of anti-Semitism, but just these mass shootings. Look, we saw one in a church in the South, we've seen school shootings, we've seen just all sorts of things. And yes, there's always a plea for unity, but it doesn't seem to be working. The country seems to be getting more and more divided, and how we move forward from that remains to be seen.
And certainly questions about how much influence a president can have on behavior of its citizens.
That is a discussion, but I mean, to be fair, these things happened before Donald Trump, and certainly the extreme rhetoric from the president and the other side as well, frankly, things are so heated right now on both sides that unfortunately we're seeing a lot of ugly things out there right now.
Speaking of which, you have an exclusive about a violent Pole who's donated to the state's GOP.
And the Montana congressman who body slammed a reporter had given in July $10,000 to the state Republican committee's federal account. The Democrats are saying they should give that money back. The Republicans say, nope, we're not giving it back. Mark Molinaro's campaign, he's running for governor on the Republican line, said, yeah, the GOP should give the money back, but only if Cuomo gives back some of his tainted cash. So it's kind of a he said, she said kind of thing, and doesn't look like the money's going back.
I see that Rudy Giuliani says that the state needs a Republican Senate and calls it a voice of reason to have that, but he's not going to go after the governor.
No, and let's not forget, Rudy Giuliani, when he was mayor, actually angered a lot of Republicans by endorsing Mario Cuomo, the governor's father, over George Pataki in 1994. Pataki ended up winning, and that caused a lot of hard feelings for a lot of years, frankly, until 9/11 happened. Here, he says that the governor, even though Giuliani now, interestingly enough, is the president's personal lawyer and the governor has really gone after the president over the last year, he says he feels that the governor in action, if not rhetoric, has been more moderate than a lot of his Democratic counterparts. And he kind of took a shot at Molinaro's camp saying, they didn't even contact me to see if I would support them. But I don't think it's a huge surprise he's not getting involved. Like I said, he does have ties to the Cuomo family.
Meanwhile, speaking of the Senate, the Democrats are going to announce today they've raised almost $2 million.
Yeah, $1.8 million over the last 3 weeks, which heading into the final week of the campaign, they've got about $1.6 million on hand. The Republicans have a lot of money on hand, and you know, a lot of money is being spent. The Republicans right now have a razor-thin majority of one seat. The Democrats are hoping to take it. The Republicans are feeling confident, they say, that they can maintain it, especially it's a non-presidential year. And a lot of money, both from the campaign committees and outside super PACs, have gone into some of these races.
Finally, you have another exclusive today. It has to do with the Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul. What's happening?
Yeah, Hochul had a really tough primary. You know, under New York's laws, lieutenant governors run separately in the primary from the governors, but they run as a ticket in the general. Given that, she doesn't really have to raise money, and she doesn't really pick up votes, so she's spending a lot of her time supporting women candidates, women Democratic candidates in the state Senate and congressional races. She's given money and helped raise money and appeared at rallies for 11 candidates, I think four or five congressional and the rest are state Senate candidates. She feels that there's a real need for more women in public office. It's an issue she says she's cared about for a long time. And she's focusing a lot on that during the general election.
Ken Lovett, Albany Bureau Chief for the New York Daily News. He joins us on Mondays, and you can always read him at nydailynews.com. There's more of our conversation online at wamc.org. Ken, thanks.
Anytime. Be well.